second parak of Erev Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed a rishus, an area which is fenced in, but it's very large and was not set aside for dwelling purposes. Under certain circumstances, you cannot carry in it more than 4 amos, as the status of a kamos. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Shemati mi Rabbi Elezer. I from Rabbi Elezer, Afilu who can base kur, even if the size of base kur, base kur is 30 son, and it's 15 times the size as we mentioned before, still. If it's a gina and a kapaf, which is just a place which you're growing vegetables, or an area which is not made for dwelling, that's good enough, and you can carry it in it. We do not pop next to Rabbi Elezer. I heard another chiddush which has nothing to do with our Mishnah, but it will have something to do with the sixth parak of this Mishnah. Anshi chotzer, the members of a courtyard, and if you remember before that we described the courtyard in those days was 2, 3, or 4 or more houses, were open up to a common courtyard which they would share, and they would do a lot of their household chores over there, the cooking and cleaning, laundering, doing the chosin. So people of this chosin, sheshochet echemem v'lo erev, they made an erev, which means to take a bread from, which belongs to the entire, all the different houses up in the chosin, they make a kinyan on it, so that now, how luckily we treat them all living together, and now the entire year is considered a communal area of all of them. But one of them forgot to be mishtate, to take part in the Erev. So we remain, let's say there were 3, 4 people there. 3 of them made the Erev. We look at all the 3 men being one unit. But we have another person living here, which is making a problem. He's considered separate units. So in their houses, they're considered only their area. And the chotzer is considered their area, plus the area this guy was not part of the chotzer. So we have to get rid of him in order to make the Erev work. So Beisa also milhachnas al-hoisi lo. So what is he... basically one piece of information is missing from here. He has to be mevatel his rishus. Mevatel means he will relinquish ownership as rishus, give it over to them, and now he's non-existent and everything belongs to the 3 of them. So when he did that, beito also melhafas al-hoytzi lo, he's not allowed to take out of his house into the chotzer. The idea behind this is, if I'm mevatel myself and halachically treat myself as if I'm not living here, and then afterwards I take something out of my house, by taking something out of my house I'm showing that I do live here. That's a contradiction to my bittul, and therefore I cannot take it out of my house. Avlehem mutar. It's permitted from them to take it out of his house, even because since he gave up his rishus for their use, now it's considered their house. Yeah, and that's the halacha in a case where he was explicitly mevatel both his house and his chotzer. Chen shemad menesh yotzei ba'akrov min bePesach, some type of bitter herbs. He held that it's kosher for Morah on Pesach. The Chizalta called Talmidim v'lo bikashas lechover. I discussed this matter with the Talmidim of Rabbi Lez, if they heard this, and I didn't find anybody else that heard it from them also, from him also.